And that's the way that it is with us when God's providence, when we lose control, because who's all powerful? God is, right? And we are not. And so God takes care of us, even when bad things happen to us. You remember the story of Joseph in the Bible? When his brothers did bad things to him? And at the very end of that true story about Joseph, Joseph said, "My brothers meant it for evil. They meant it to do a bad thing to me, but God meant it for good." And God used Joseph to deliver all of his people. And resting in the Lord means trusting God to use everything, good things and bad things, to bring about his purposes in our lives. And so one of the ways that we can trust God's providence is when we lose control of a situation. But another one is when we are called to lead in a storm. How did Paul lead in that storm? What did he do? Yeah.
He told them, "You should have just taken my advice."
Yep. Yeah.
But I do know that he didn't, that what he said to the people on the boat, but the people didn't listen, and then they didn't believe Paul, and then their ship got shipwrecked after a few days, like 15 days before it was shipwrecked.
Good listening. Okay, so he tried to lead, they wouldn't listen, but then eventually he told them to go. Can you guys hear in the back? All right. So, but he was called to lead, wasn't he? And sometimes God calls us to lead when there's hard things going on, maybe at home or at school or in a neighborhood or at work for those who are working. And the Lord strengthens us for that, and he uses that even when there's crazy things going on. The Bible says that Jesus makes us fruitful when we abide in him. Yes?
Like the Dominican Republic.
What's that? Like in the Dominican Republic. That's right. The Lord calls our friends there to lead there, and sometimes some of us too. I know that Mr. Dan and others here have been to the Dominican Republic and have had the opportunity to lead while they are there. And the Lord calls us to, he helps us. He told the disciples that when they got into a situation he was telling them to get involved with, that he would give them the words to say when they got there. And that's the way that the Lord is with us. Sometimes we don't know what's coming, but the Lord promises, because his spirit is at work within us, to guide us when we get there. Yes, Harley?
Well, Saul turned into Paul.
Saul turned into Paul, that's right. That's right. And think of how God used him. And he might have thought all hope was gone, but God used his leadership abilities even in that storm. And there's another way that God uses us in his providence. Another way that God works in his providence is when we need protection. And so how did Paul need protection in that storm? What happened when he got to land? Yeah. They build a fire for him. And what happened?
Then what happened is a viper bit.
That's
them.
Right.
And then they said, "This guy must be a
viper."
A
viper is the type of stage
that said,
really
and
bad.
Then he shook the snake off, and it could kill you in about 2 or 3 hours.
That's right. He should have been dead, right?
Yeah, he should have been dead. But somehow God healed that. Somehow the natives said he's a god, but the guy, Paul said,
very good. "I'm not a god. I'm just a man that serves God." You listened really well. And the Lord protected him, didn't he? And the Lord protects us too. He protects us when we're tired, when we need protection, when something bad comes against us. The Lord takes care of us. He promises he won't give us more than we can handle. And he protects us so that we can fulfill his plans for us. Think of Daniel in the lion's den. Lord shut the lion's mouth. The Lord got rid of that viper and took care of Paul, because he had more for Paul to do. But then there's one last way where we can expect God's providence, and that's when we need refreshment. Tucker.
When they were afraid, the ship toppled over on its side.
Yeah.
And they decided it was too dangerous to be heavy because they were afraid it might sink, so they threw everything out of the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so they had nothing left, right?
Yeah, and then till they got to an island, then the boat was destroyed. Because when it happens like that, some people are just unlucky when it's in a storm, especially the ocean. The ocean's a rough place.
That's right.
And those people were just, they, Paul said, take my advice, and they didn't listen.
Yep, and the Lord took...
That's
right. And the Lord took care of them when they got to the island, and then the Lord used the island people to take care of Paul because the Lord had more for Paul to do. Some of the book, many of the books in the Bible are there because Paul survived this storm. He might have thought everything was over, but God had more for him to do, and the Lord took care of him, and the Lord takes care of us as we follow him. Sometimes he uses other people. Sometimes he just tells us to get some rest. And then he uses us sometimes to help others. And others to help us. Others in ways sometimes that we don't expect. Yes, Tucker.
When needing refreshment, that probably means like having a drink or something like that. If you're really thirsty and you have nothing and you're all out of water.
That's right. Yeah, maybe.
And animals live there, and there could be something that might try to sting you, hurt you.
Yeah, so you got to be careful. So the Lord gave them some other refreshment, didn't he? And he does that for us as well. So gave us some clean water.
Not dirty water.
And the Lord does that for us too. He takes care of our needs. He gives us refreshment. Well, we don't know what this snake was, but we do know that if we're in a storm, there's no storm that's too great for God's providence. Whether we're in a storm for 15 days in the Mediterranean, or whether we're in a storm, a hard situation in the summer here in York County, the Bible asks, what can separate us from the love of God? There's nothing too high, nothing too low, nothing too far away that keeps us from God's love. So if you're in the middle of a storm, then rest assured because providence is ahead. God knows what you're going through. He's not going to rest till he's got you through the storm. And he says, come to me, all you who labor, all you who are worn out, and I will give you rest. So that's a promise for people of all ages. The kids this week spent a lot of time thinking about shipwreck. The good news is that Jesus is with us in the wreck and will get us to port. So let's bow our heads. We can keep talking in a little bit. We're going to have some ice cream. But first we're going to sing a song by a guy named P.P. Bliss about being a shelter in a time of storm. But let's begin. Let's pray. And then I'm going to invite Sue Horner to come up. Lord, we thank you for your presence with us in the storms of life. Thanks for all that you did this week with our kids in Vacation Bible School. Thank you that the promises that they thought about are promises that are good for all of us. And we pray, Lord, that we would remember the great and precious promises that we have in Jesus. We pray in your name. Amen. Would you please stand and